Quarter to six, time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning to Jason Cans.
Good morning.
Actually, on the way into work today, I thought, you know what, I'd like to greet you with James Taylor singing You've Got a Friend or something like that. I wanted to basically be thinking, thank you for being my friend.
Yes, thank you for being mine.
Could play Mr. Rogers, too, I guess.
Sure.
Although, you know, it's funny because as a great sign that maybe it helps me understand Jesus getting criticized the way he did, because it's like back when there was a stretch in this show, which has now been over 3.5 years, early in the morning, 5 minutes, we kind of accidentally stumbled into the name, best 5 minutes of the day. But there were actually at least one critic of us opening with Mr. Rogers singing Won't You Be My Neighbor.
That's right. I forgot about that. That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I'll go to Mr. Rogers every day of the week. I think that's a good one. So.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, it's just kind of weird. You know, I think it's great to get back to things, but taking that one day off, it just, you know, I'm like, okay, it's Wednesday, but it feels like Tuesday.
Sure. Yeah. You know, that happens a couple times a year, as you pointed out the other day, you know, where it kind of throws everything in and then it takes until the next weekend to actually get our bearings back before us again. So.
And it's all good because you go, hey, it's a shorter week, right? So that's good.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we've got scripture to deal with. We deal with,
sure.
You know, we're going to have, once we get through the 66 love letters, and today is love letter 43. It's the fourth gospel, John. Heaven's reality has moved into yours. But when this gets, we're going to clear a little space here on the 5 minutes, you know?
Yeah, then we'll probably just sit here in silence. It'll be a silent meditation for the morning.
We usually find something.
I can't imagine that happening.
No,
yeah.
No, I can't. We find something to talk about. Trust me, I edit them, and they lead the podcast for the Wib Wake Up Show every day, and they're typically over 5 minutes, maybe even over six, but don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
All right, the Gospel of John, which is near and dear to your heart, because you wrote a whole book on five chapters, chapters 13 through 17, Notes from the Upper Room. And now, speaking of titles, by the way, if they look up, it's not just Letters to the Beloved. Like, if they look up Notes of the Upper Room, they need to put
any of my books except Living in the Larger Story.
Yeah. Wow, interesting.
I put in the author name as well, yeah.
Okay, there we go. Here's what John says. Larry Crabb unpacks it this way, as imagining what God would say. To enjoy me, live like him. There's no other way to experience joy in our relationship. Worship before Bethlehem's manger. What humility. Watch my son live. Listen to him speak. What beauty. What wisdom. Fall down at the foot of the cross. What love. What a climactic turning point in history. Stand before the empty tomb, then move into your world on a mission. What a privilege is yours. What power is available to carry out your mission? My son revealed the way we do things. Give when no one gives back. Love when no one returns love. Ooh, that's a tough one. Forgive when no one deserves forgiveness. Suffer in the place of others rather than making them pay. That's the way of the kingdom. Wow, that is power packed.
That's a mouthful for sure. I think that idea of it's so hard when we expect things to be reciprocated or turned back, you know, kind of as a quid pro quo or as opposed to just pouring ourselves out in love without expectation of return. That's hard in this world to do and live that way.
Dare I say that if you're married... it begins there, right? It begins there.
For sure. Yeah, I think so. I think it's at times it's that, again, that idea of sacrificial love, and that's hard.
Yeah, and
I'll
just
do it apart from the power of the Spirit.
Poke my turtle head out of my shell and say, that it has, you know, I think I became aware of this even over the weekend. I'm just like, wow, I've been thinking about, How am I experiencing this? Am I, you know, and it's just like, that just doesn't work. I mean, it just doesn't, it sure seems natural and it sure seems, and we justify it, but it's just not, it's not going to work that way.
Yeah, absolutely.
All
True
right.
enough.
Yeah. Well, we have more. We have
Gospel
of Mark chapter 1, verses 4 and 5.
Yeah, so it says, this messenger was John the Baptist. He was in the wilderness and preached that people should be baptized to show that they had repented of their sins and turned to God to be forgiven. all of Judea, including all the people of Jerusalem, went out to see and hear John, and when they confessed their sins, he baptized them in the Jordan River.
And from Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, those verses go like this. At the Jordan River, John baptized people and called them to repentance. He admonished people to turn away from their sins and back to me. He used baptism as a symbol of that repentance, buried in sin, raised in forgiveness. Many people came confessing their wrongdoing before entering the waters of baptism. Final thought.
Yeah, that idea of baptism, right? I mean, I think that we go down into the water in death and are raised in new life. And I heard somebody say once to daily remember your baptism. And I think that's just such a good reminder of that we've been made pure, that we've been made clean, we've been made whole in Christ. And just a good reminder of that here.
I've never heard anybody say that before, daily remember your baptism. All right, well, thank you for sharing
that. Now you have. You bet.
And I think I've got three different people who sang a song called Baptized, so I'll have to pick one. Thank you, Jason.
Perfect.
Here we go. All right, WWIB. And we've got, as I mentioned, a guest on the line, Bill Moline from Eau Claire. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Mark.
Thanks for joining us bright and early this morning. Let's see now. It's all confusing this week, right? Because it's a Wednesday that feels like a Tuesday. I know you have a regular. Isn't it a Tuesday? Men's study is like 6 in the morning, so this isn't early for you, I guess, huh?
No.
Yeah.
I'm usually up pretty early, too.
All right. Well, talking about an opportunity for young men, Christian Brigade. You've been involved with it for a while. Tell us about this a little bit.
So Christian Service Brigade is a ministry that's been around since 1937. It was started by a guy named Joe Coughlin at Wheaton College and spread all over the country. And over the course of years, you know, it's been replaced by a number of other ministries, but it's a male-specific ministry where we help dads disciple their sons. So it's for dads and boys of ages from 5 years old up to 18, actually. Three different ministries. We've got a ministry for 5 and 6 year olds called Tree Climber, and then there's a ministry for 7 to 10 year olds called Stockade, and then a ministry for 11 to 18 year olds called Battalion. And the two younger ministries are the ones that I run. We've been doing this now since, 2013. So we're starting our 11th year. And we meet at Valbrook Church. The Stockade guys meet on Monday nights, and the Tree Climber guys meet on Thursday nights. And then Mike Fitzgerald from Bethesda does the teenage ministry over at Bethesda Lutheran Church. And they meet on Tuesday nights from 6:30 to 8. So there's something for everybody. But the whole point for me is, you know, I think dads know they need to be discipling their son, but have no clue how to make that happen, how to do that. And so what we do is step alongside them, give them opportunities, activities. We teach boys life skills, so things like woodworking, electricity, camping, hiking, you know, all. There's like 28 different topics that we cover over the course of 4 years, so it's constantly changing. And everything that we talk about, we spend about 4 weeks on each topic because that's about as long as any man can think about any one topic.
Yeah, right, okay.
And, yeah. Well, I mean, that's the truth. That's the way we're built. Uh-huh. That's the way God made us. And so we take advantage of that. We spend 4 weeks talking about woodworking, and then we move on to something else.
So here's the thing. We're talking this morning. It's Wednesday, September 6th, and it starts when now? Next week, right?
Next week, it doesn't start. Next week, we've got a parent meeting for all three of those ministries at Valley Brook Church. Actually, it's called the Brigade Room. It's behind Valley Brook Church on Graham Avenue, 421 Graham Avenue. We're having a parent night there to just kind of lay out the ministries, what they do, how it works, all that kind of thing. And, you know, guys, we've had, since the very beginning, we've had people from usually 5, 6, 7 different churches that are a part of the ministry. So it's not, even though it's housed at Valley Brook Church, and Valley Brook sponsors it, it's a ministry for the entire Chippewa Valley Christian body.
So if somebody wants to, I mean, just hearing about this for the first time this morning, and they want to get, you know, maybe a dad and son or sons want to get involved, I mean, what would you tell them to do?
Well, the first thing would be to come to that parent meeting on next Monday night at 6:30.
Okay, so Monday night, 6:30 at Valley Brook. And again, do you want to give your any contact information or anything, website or anything?
Well, you know, it's at Valley Brook, but it's behind Valley Brook
right.
on Graham Avenue.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, they can give me a call at 715-830-9838.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to, you know, check out the ministry, like I said, it's been around for over 80 years now, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Yeah. And the website for the ministry is CSB, Christian Service Brigade, CSBministries.org. And they can see, you know, all the different stuff that, you know, that's on that website to kind of get an idea of how it all works.
All right. Hey, Bill, we appreciate it. Thanks for giving us a head up about this for the young men and their dads, okay?
You bet. Good to talk with you, Mike.
All right, good. There, Bill Moline this morning, yes. Brought it up myself here, csbministries.org, if you want to check it out in terms of the national basis Christian Service Brigade offered here in Eau Claire. Meeting 6:30 Monday night, Valley Brook in Eau Claire. Well, on a Win It Wednesday, how about a game we haven't played in a long time? Wibertle.
Yes, we have not done this. So a lot of you fans of Wordle, and this is Wibertle. And yeah, we're not going to do this every Wednesday, but we're going to pull it out because we haven't done it since February.
I think
so.
Is
that right?
Yeah, that's hard to believe, but yeah. So anyhow, it's a five-letter word that we come up with. You guess a letter, and if you get one of the letters in there, you get to keep guessing, but you can only guess the word once. If you get it wrong, you're done.
Yes, so use your guess wisely for the word, but no penalty for wrong letter guesses. 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. Guess a letter. If you get it right on the ear, you get to keep on guessing. Again, one total guess at the Wibertle word, five-letter word. Good prize today featuring, again, a movie that's coming out this Friday at Micon Cinemas.
Yeah, that's right. Identity Crisis. Our own Andrea Palnasik from Chippewa Falls, who joined us last week on the show, and her sister Alexandra Boylan have co-authored this book, a novel about the movie. Again, these twin sisters in the movie, there was a national casting call, and they won out on that. So you're going to love this film, Identity Crisis, debuting Friday at Micon.
Yeah. And please go out and support that. Uh-huh. Again, very important. It's not like there's some huge promotional budget, too.
Right.
So, yeah, Chippewa Valley, please go out and support that. 715-723-2555. Now we need the first brave soul to call and guess a letter. 715-723-2555. And somebody is already
A quicker call than we've been getting lately. So that's nice to see.
26 options are on the board. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Kenny from Rice Lake.
Hey, Kenny, what do you think? What letter?
I'm guessing O.
Oh, is there an O in there?
I wish there was because I really like young Kenny, but there's not.
Oh, no, there's not. But, Kenny, you can call us back. You know the number, 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Let's go here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
This is Vicky from Eau Claire.
All right, Vicky, go ahead and guess a letter.
R.
Is there an R in there, Halvo?
Vicky, I'm sorry. No R.
No R. Thank you. Try again. 715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Taryn from Menominee.
Hey, Taryn. What do you think? What letter, Taryn?
E.
Is there an E in there, Halvo?
Caleb, you know I wish there was.
But there's not an E. Taryn, you're 5 now, I remember, because you were our favorite 4-year-old on the show, but now you're 5. Because you told me that at the parking lot picnic. So you go ahead and call again, 715-723-2555. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Mark Caleb. It's Mike from La Crosse.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike, we're hearing from all over today. Rice Lake, Eau Claire, Menominee, La Crosse. Go ahead. Guess a letter.
I'm going to say A.
Is there an A in there?
You'd figure. I mean, eventually we're going to hit a vowel that's in there, but there's not an A.
Not an A. Call us back, Mike, 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What letter?
N as in Nancy.
N as in Nancy. Is there an N?
No, there's not.
No, there's not an N. 715-723-2555. At some point, we're going to get the first of these five letters.
We missed on three vowels, but don't give up on vowels, people.
Maybe a quick recap, if you don't mind, Havel. What letters have been guessed? They're all incorrect.
Off the board are A, E, O, N, and R.
All right, so three vowels have already been eliminated, but there are still others.
Yes.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? All right, there's Taryn again. Taryn, what do you guess?
M.
M as in mother or mama?
It sounded like she said M.
Is there an M, Hal, though?
Caleb, there's not.
Oh, I'm sorry, Taryn. There's not an M. Thank you for trying.
Okay, I hope the Brewers don't start 0-6 today.
715-723-2555. We still have time for some more guesses. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Vicky from Eau Claire.
All right, Vicky.
How about an I?
How about an I? Is there an I in there?
It's the second to last letter.
Yes, there is an I. So second to last letter. Go ahead, guess again, Vicky. We got the first one on the board.
D as in David.
D as in David.
That's the last letter.
All right, great job, Vicky. You're on a roll. You've guessed two of the five letters. Guess again.
F as in Sam.
S as in Sam. Halvo?
That's where you went off track a little bit.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Vicky. 715-723-2555. We've got just a little time left here to take another couple guesses, but two letters have been guessed.
Uh-huh.
Good morning, WWIB. What do you think?
Karen from Menominee. I think V.
V as in victory. Taryn, is there a V? Halvo?
There's not.
There's not, Taryn. Oh, man. Thank you. Try again. We'll take two more guesses here. 715-723-2555.
It's the last two letters are I and D.
All right. Last two letters, I and D. Good morning. Go ahead. What do you think? You're on the air. Oh, I'm sorry. We're going to have to go somewhere else. How about here? Good morning. Go ahead. Guess a letter.
L as in Larry.
L as in Larry.
Yeah, that's the second letter.
There you go. All right. So you have three out of the five blank L, blank ID. Go ahead.
It's not what I think it is because there's no A.
Go ahead. You're our last guesser here.
Guess you can just guess a letter.
U.
Is there a U in there?
Yes.
Good job.
Smack dab in the middle.
There is. All right. Now, what are we at, Havo?
We are at L-U-I-D. We just need the first letter and the word.
And I believe this is Vicky from Eau Claire on the line with us. Vicky, maybe you can solve this right now. Go ahead. Guess a letter. You can still guess the word no matter what, but guess a letter.
F as in Frank.
F as in Frank.
Good job.
You got it, Vicky. What's that word?
Fluid.
Great job. Fluid Vicky from Eau Claire. We brought back Wibertle for the first time since February, and Vicky gets it solved. Congratulations, Vicky. Hang on the line, and Havel, what'd she win?
Tell you what, to Vicky, now a four-time Wibertle winner, takes home Identity Crisis, the novel from Andrea Polnasek and her sister Alexandra.
Don't forget to support that movie coming out this Friday, Mike on Cinema's Chippewa Falls.
Well, we're both married, and I'm grateful for that. And we have wonderful wives, and I'm going on 25 years of marriage this October. And
awesome.
So all of those sayings about your better half and all of that, tip the hat to Peggy, right? Thank you for hanging in there with me for all these years. But, you know, I didn't get married until I was 34. But this headline caught my attention this morning, Caleb. More men are asking for their money back after unsuccessful first dates.
What in the world?
I know, it's confusing.
I mean,
go ahead.
There can be that awkwardness to a first date. But again, I would just think if it doesn't work out, and again, especially because basically what they're saying is if the gal says to the guy, you know what, thank you, appreciate the time, but not interested in a second date, that there are guys now who are saying, all right, then I want my money back if she doesn't want to go out a second time.
Right.
What?
The story, the close of it talks about the guys are saying, well, can I be reimbursed for my share of the date?
And that's the thing, too. So it's not, they didn't even pay for all of it. They paid for half of it, and they want that back? I just...
And it seems like unheard of, you know?
Chivalry, where art thou?
And isn't that like... Talk about putting the nail in the coffin in terms of any further change of mind
goodness,
later.
Yes, in case she's like, you know what? Maybe right. Things just, you know, were odd because it was a first date. Let's meet again for coffee or something.
Yeah.
But no, when he says, yes, I'd like my money back, it's not a business transaction. You're trying to develop a relationship.
I don't know. Crazy.
Goodness. All right. SMH, as they say. Well, here's Never Gray. Maybe this will get you bobbing, not shaking your head.
Well, we got some great guests in studio here as we talk about the Chippewa Falls High School football team and what the high school is doing, hosting a warm clothing drive for homeless vets the entire month of September. But it really kicks off in a big way with the Vets Night Chi-High football game on Friday night. And the Chi-High head football coach, Chuck Rakovich, and his former college roommate, Scott Marrier, here from the Hands Foundation. Welcome, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, good to have you.
This is awesome.
So, Scott, let's talk a little bit about, again, we've talked about the football aspect. We've talked about, again, the clothing drive, and we'll get to that. But you are again, going back with Coach Rako here for a lot of years. And what's kind of your life path, your career path, and how did you start working with veterans and specifically homeless veterans? I know Coach has told us many times, too, homeless and veterans should never, ever be words that are paired together. But unfortunately, it's a very sad reality in our area and others.
Yeah, it's kind of a humbling process. We had watched a documentary on homeless vets. Our first thought was, well, that can't be such a thing. And we had some church ladies that were making quilts for us. We were taking them to homeless centers. And a couple called us, like, hey, can we get some of these free quilts? And like, yeah, come on over. And my wife met him. Tom and Jesse McKenna, he's a Marine combat vet, has post-traumatic stress. And she asked him, well, what are you going to do with these quilts? And he said, we're going to give them to homeless vets. And she lit up like a Christmas tree. So I got orders from my wife, sit on this couch. My two sons at that time, and Mark knows our history with music, had written a CD called Shotgun Wedding. And it's a fun event. It's a fun way to talk about the dire thing that's going on with vets. And they would talk about homeless vets, what's causing it, how to help them. And it was you would be invited to come to a wedding reception at a shotgun wedding, believe it or not. And people would bring wedding presents. And we asked them to mark for a guy and a gal. And first show we did, they brought 962 wedding presents.
Wow. Mm.
And we realized this was going to be a huge thing. So they actually toured all over the country for probably 10 years, roughly.
Huh.
All over the South especially, and got to meet a lot of famous musicians and play with them. And so we've now actually handed out over 1 million items to homeless veterans.
Wow.
We do a lot in still down in Nashville in the South, but we started a campus in Minneapolis called Every Third Saturday, T-H-I-R-D, everythirdsaturday.com. And Rako was part of it. He called me, and he's like, hey, I got this crazy idea. I know you're doing stuff with vets, and I want to have a game just for the veterans to honor them. He said, what if we collect clothes and stuff like that? Well, he didn't mention he had a room like 50 football moms in there as I'm regaling our college days. He could have warned me. But anyway,
it was all good.
We started the process, and the football moms and the freshman football team especially collect items for us, and they've collected 5,000 to 80,000 items at this football game.
Hmm.
And the thing people have to understand with homeless veterans, especially with post-traumatic stress, and that's what we spend a lot of our time and energy with, is suicide prevention, post-traumatic stress. It's one word. It's called trust. And they've lost trust in whatever, the system, the society. And so if you earn that trust back, they'll talk. If they talk, you got a chance to help them.
Yeah.
The survival items, A, it helps them survive, which is was the initial goal. But the real reality behind it is you're trying to earn their trust back.
Mm.
And so when you see homeless people on the streets, and a huge percentage are veterans. And a lot of them have post-traumatic stress and issues. And once they're homeless, it is so challenging to get them off the street.
And Coach Rako, year 11 now, Friday night, year 11 that the Chi-High football team and the Hands Foundation partner. Pretty exciting.
It is. You know, our kids really jump on board on this thing, and they understand. You know, we make it very clear to them that if it wasn't for veterans, they wouldn't be playing a football game on Friday nights. And it means a lot. And I know that Scott has invited a bunch of our players to go with him on that every third Saturday. And I know a few have gone and they come back with their eyes wide open. I'll tell you that. So it's a big deal. I love it. The kids love it. The coaching staff loves it. The school loves it. And I think the community is behind it because it is for an awesome cause.
And again, I think there's so many things that are important when we do our salutes for the veterans, and we have flyovers and flags, and all those things are very important. But Coach Rakovich and Scott, this is something too where we're saying we're not just going to give lip service to this. We want to actually support those who've given their bodies and many times too, when you talk about post-traumatic stress, given so much of their health and their mental health as well to this country in service of this country, and we want to stand for them the way they've stood for us.
Yeah, I really don't think that a lot of the people don't understand what has been given to us by the veterans. And, you know, all you've got to do is watch the news the past year and a half, what's going on over on the other side of the world. And, you know, would you like to be a part of that? That could have been here. It could be here.
Yeah.
But our veterans make sure that we're safe and that we have a society that we can flourish in. And those people need to be thanked.
So, again, for Friday night, I mean, it's going on all month long. Jacobson's Hardware participating as a drop-off location. But, again, I mean, monetary donations and various other items in terms of warm clothing heading into winter. But both would be welcome, right?
Well, Scott, you want to talk about the Miracle Minute?
Well, that's your deal.
The Miracle Minute is between the first and second quarter. Our freshman players pass buckets around, and it's just for 1 minute.
Yep.
In its collection. And we usually average around $3,500, and all that money goes to purchase boots. And Scott should talk about that. I'll let you carry on there.
Yeah, we have what's called Boot Month. Last year we handed out over 200 and some brand-new pair of boots. Mason Shoes actually donates 50 pair every year. Red Wing donates, but we take the athletes with us. Now, you've got veterans that haven't had a shower in months. So it's a humbling process, and you're on your knees, and you're trying to help them, and they have prosthetics, and the kids are all in. Like, his football guys are just sat there. It makes it fun and humorous, and they comment on their smelly feet, and the vets love it. Yeah. And so it's an experience, and they come back, and, I mean, all the way home, either they're rattling for the first hour, and they're passed out sleeping the second hour because they're so tired. But it's just a really cool event, and the students really understand the value of what does a veteran mean, what do they do, what are their experiences. We ask them to talk to the veterans and share with them. So it's a cool experience.
Scott, tell them what you've mentioned many times about any corner in the Twin Cities. Go ahead, and you know what I'm talking about. But they've all heard about Chi-Hi football.
Oh, right? Yeah. Chi-Hi football is famous in the cities. Huh. All the vets talk about it. They all wear their Chi, you know, the stuff. But it was really cool, and hats and stuff like that. So it's a cool story. But, yeah, they're famous. And anytime you come by with a Chi-Hi sweatshirt or shirt, oh, you're from Chi-Hi. We love you guys, man.
And again, we've got the opportunity here. So Veterans Night, as we wrap up, is this Friday night at Duray Field in Chippewa Falls, Chi-Hi and Menominee. Veterans receive free admission. Coach, the Miracle Minute right after quarter number one. And there'll be the chance again to give some of those warm clothing items, whether it be socks or hooded sweatshirts, men's underwear, personal hygiene items, long johns, things like that. But again, they can drop them off. If folks can't make it out to the game, they can drop them off all throughout the month, Jacobson's Hardware as well. And I believe you're going to have that trailer set up at Duray for a long time as well.
Right, Scott will bring that on Friday. And also want to say that we do have a hospitality area for the vets Friday night.
Yes.
And then prior to the game, they will be escorted onto the field for the anthem. And
Very cool.
And we have we have from Wisconsin Metal Fab, that huge flag that's out in front. We have captains,
that was the whole field.
Captains from both teams will come out and hold that. And we have a wonderful singer that will be singing, proud to be in a
I think
American.
You know that singer quite well.
I know her pretty well, right? And she's pretty good.
This is fantastic.
She still puts up with you. I can't hardly believe it, you know.
Right. Well, former college roommates and doing so much good in our corner of the world as well. Head Coach Chuck Rakovich of Chi-Hi, Scott Mary of the Hands Foundation. Again, find out more about the Hands Foundation, how you can pitch in and support. Thank you, gentlemen, for being here this morning with us on WWIB.
If you go to everythirdsaturday.com, THRD, and check it out, this is like a modern-day miracle. A gentleman wrote a check for $2 million. We didn't know him. And then took that money, and he built a brand-new facility. This is a world-class campus for veterans.
Mm.
It's, I tell people all the time, if you want to experience a modern-day miracle, check out Every Third Saturday. It's a cool story.
Thanks, guys, so much. And again, I think as we get into the football season here and excited for the NFL to kick off and high school football and college football is back. But there are things, friends, as much as we love our football in this country, there are things that are so much more important. And so let's focus, even as we're having fun, let's focus on what really matters. And Leanna Crawford takes us up to weather here. How can you not see God? How can you not see God in the way that we care for those who've done so much for us?
Well, it is, we're both reading advocates, both pro-reading.
Oh, absolutely.
I love those memes on Facebook about book lovers and all of that kind of stuff. And read aloud, too.
Yes.
One of the reflecting back now, I'll miss the fact that my kids are not as young as your kids still are. Now, there's plenty of challenges with that. There's blessings and challenges for both. But reading aloud to your kids is one of the great joys and pleasures. And I just hope and pray that our listeners really embrace that. But yeah, National Read a Book Day today.
Yeah, and I think one of my favorite things, just going back to reading aloud, and yeah, we'll harp on this because I think it's really important for your children in terms of learning to read, learning to love to read.
Yeah.
What I love is books that I read as a child, that were read to me as a child, that stand the test of time, and I can still read them. When I was reading The Berenstain Bears in the Messy Room to Nora the other day, and it was like, man, I loved this book. And then my sisters pointed out the psychology of it, that it's probably because I like things to be a certain way. And so I liked how they took the mess and then made the room all nice and orderly. Now, if you look at my office, you would realize that I am not necessarily a neat person, but I do. Yes, my sisters did diagnose me well. I do like things to be a certain way. So lots of things you can take out of books.
Yeah. And so, again, Jim Trelease is a past guest of Focus in the Family back in the day when James Dobson still hosted the show. So it was a while back. But on more than one occasion, he was the biggest enthusiast for reading aloud. And he's had this book, the new Read Aloud Handbook. It's had various editions. I would highly encourage you, if you're a parent of young kids, get it. I mean, he just makes such a case for that. He'll convince you. Maybe you don't even have kids yet. Maybe you're just engaged. But again, really encourage you, because he makes a great case for the importance. Because what happens is you expose your kids to words and how they are supposed to say, even before they read, and that helps them in the reading process.
It really does. I mean, I know we just, it took us a while, all right, but we got through the Chronicles of Narnia, and again, part of that is because Dad falls asleep or works in the evenings and things like that, too. But we really enjoyed reading the Chronicles of Narnia together, and there are so many books that it's like, man, I need to get to those that my mom or dad read to us collectively as a family growing up, too. I think of, there's an author named Ralph Moody, the Little Britches series, and it's just these adventures out west, or again, Laura Ingalls Wilder here in the Great Northwoods. I mean, there's just so many books, too, that just kind of opened my eyes to different eras and worlds, and man, just can't say enough about reading and reading aloud.
Yeah, absolutely. And we talk at different times about television and so many streaming services and certainly that's a pull. But I'll always remember this quote early in the days of having a talk show. We had Elizabeth Elliot on, and she quoted a guy named Larry Woywode as saying, "Television is the cyclops that eats books." And so again, shut the TV off. Keep the radio on, maybe in the background, but shut the TV off and read, and you'll be glad you did.
When we have our summer reading program, when we're pitching that to sponsors, we always have a quote on there from Joseph Addison that says this: reading is to the mind as exercise is
for sure
to the body.